7.
Another good day on the radio. This is reality radio. You know, I have all these reality television programs. This is reality radio. And as such, what we try to do here on the program, all of us together, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta, who's off this week, and the folks who are my friends that are contributors, like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here with us now, try to give you a check up or check on what is your reality. And oftentimes we measure that by things that are going on with us and how they relate to other people. For example, Jack, I have put in front of me a Q-tip. And the reason I put this Q-tip in front of me is to remind me to ask you about the old adage that came from my doctor when I was in my 20s. I don't remember what. I think I had an ear infection. And he was cleaning the wax out of my ear. And I said, well, I try to clean it out with a Q-tip. And he said, the smallest thing you should stick in your ear is your elbow. And I don't know how medically, whether he learned that when he went to Harvard Medical School.
He was telling you off.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, what do you recommend? Jack is one of the country's foremost NUCCA experts, N-U-C-C-A, which is a form of chiropractic that deals with just your neck and the problems that, when they're solved, deal with the rest of your spine and the rest of your body and your well-being. So anyway, what about sticking things in your ear to keep your ears clean and healthy?
I think his advice is pretty good.
No Q-tips.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem
is, how do you clean your ears? What do you do to clean your ears?
Well, I use a warm shower spray with some soapy water.
Really? But you know, but what about what's down inside of there? You ever try those
cones?
Yeah, how do
you get the wax out?
Get the wax out?
Well, I've never tried that, but I've had several patients who will do the candling thing. And
I've done it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so cool. Yeah.
I've never done it myself.
Because
there's
cool.
Absolutely nothing wrong with it. Go for
it. Oh, forget the peaceful part. It's when you get done, you get to look at that big stick at your wax.
Yeah. See, the thing
it's very fulfilling.
Your ear produces wax as a part of the natural process of trying to keep dust and dirt and bugs out of your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is with the Q-tips, if you use it properly, if you're rolling it and you don't go in too far as you're using it, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
Just people will try to scratch the inner part of the ear with it and end up pushing wax further into the ear.
Right.
And if they're not doing any kind of other kind of hygienic approach in the sense of really warm water that's a little soapy to help break up the extra wax buildup, then they end up losing a certain portion of their hearing ability.
Until you clean the wax out.
Yeah, precisely.
Clean the wax out, yeah.
So how do you put water in there without getting water down in the eustachian tube or like swimmer's ear or something?
Well, just a good moderate spray of warm water. You know, I work up the soap on the outside of the ear, and then I'll have, the shower head I have is a handheld shower head. And I'll put it in there, and I won't bring the full spray right up to the opening of the ear, but I'll have it a foot or two away, and I'll spray a stream or two towards that area to wash it out. And I've never had a problem with that.
Hmm. Never.
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 Hmm. Never?
Okay, next item from the reality quotient.
Hey, by the way, did any of you ever see the Mythbusters where they tried to make an earwax candle?
Yes.
It didn't work. It didn't burn.
Ew,
it doesn't burn.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was.
No, I don't know why
you,
that's more disgusting than me looking at the cones.
You need to go to a health food store that will have these things, and they're very effective. This is what they've done for hundreds of years, and it creates a negative atmosphere inside that area. It also creates enough heat to just barely melt the wax, and it draws the wax out of the ear.
Mm.
It's very effective, very safe.
Mm. Yum.
Yeah. How's that go with your Wheaties?
Tasty snack.
So, speaking of snacks, I was talking earlier about having my what I was consuming this morning for energy on the air, a little orange juice, some VA juice. I have a Metafast Dutch chocolate shake that I'm drinking, which is good for those of us who are on the Metafast plan. And I'm eating carrots. So Richie and Jennifer both said, no, you can't have carrots because they have sugar in them. So I got the bag of baby carrots that came from the supermarket, and I'm looking at the label.
It's calories. They're spraying.
Just
sugar.
A second. Don't apologize for what you said. I'm doing some research here. 35 calories in this bag. Zero saturated fat. Total fat is zero. Cholesterol, zero. Sodium, which is salt, 3%. Total carbohydrates, 3%. Sugars, 5 grams. So what does that mean in terms
Jack,
of...
Jack, you want to explain to Doug what carrots and corn and peas and what other sugary vegetables are there?
Candy
what happens
corn.
Once
well,
your
that's
body
the reason why.
Them?
There's a reason why young children, when they're given a choice of the kinds of vegetables they want for dinner, will always pick the peas and the carrots and the corn.
They're sweet.
Because they're sweet and they're loaded with sugar.
Right.
And
that's why they, by the way, pick this program, because we're all so sweet. When people
now, precisely,
remember,
precisely, and it depends on, you know, I mean, if the children have a tendency to convert their energy to fat a little more so than other people, you stay away from sugar-based vegetables like that, the green vegetables, and there's ways to produce. Here's the trick to get kids to eat vegetables that they wouldn't normally eat. You have them prepare them themselves before dinner, and you use sea salt. And you use butter, and this adds such, and a little bit of raw lemon juice, and you'll see kids eating green vegetables that they wouldn't normally eat.
Broccoli.
But half of broccoli, and the leafy stuff, the spinach that's lightly cooked, not cooked till it turns into green mush, but lightly cooked. You have the kids do it themselves, and you make sure they're using real, live, creamy butter with real, live sea salt. Not the stuff that's in that blue container that's got sugar mixed in it. And you will find kids eating vegetables that they wouldn't normally eat.
Okay, but explain to Doug why it's not helpful to eat the sugary vegetables when he's on the MetaFast diet, which one of the things the MetaFast diet will try to get you to do is cut down your carb and sugar intake.
Well, certainly. And so any kind of a successful weight loss program you're going to do, like I've been doing, I've lost...
Yeah, Jack's lost a lot of weight.
I'm just a pound short of 30 pounds in less than 2 months just by getting rid of the carbohydrates. And the only carbs I am eating would be broccoli. And maybe some spinach, and that's about it. And the thing is, the fat regulatory mechanism of the body is what is really key to losing weight. It's not calories in, calories out. Gary Taubes has written an awful lot about this, and is right point on as far, or spot on as far as I'm concerned. But the trick is getting control of your own fat regulatory mechanism.
Right.
And it's part of what's the difference is between a greyhound and a bulldog. And I think I mentioned this.
Now you're getting personal.
Well, Charlotte is an absolutely beautiful little bulldog. I saw her again just a couple of weeks ago. But I've seen extremely fat bulldogs because they're not fed correctly.
Right.
You feed a bulldog correctly, they're not fat. They're, you know, they're a little thicker than a whippet.
Yeah.
But they're still a very healthy animal, will live a long time. And anything with a mammal, that's in the mammalian family, essentially have very similar fat regulatory mechanisms. And the presiding controlling hormone in all of this is insulin. Insulin shuts down your body's ability to process fat. And when it's present, as it will be when you have carbs coming into the bloodstream, because those carbs are immediately going to be reduced down to glucose, which is what the brain wants it. The cells of the body want this glucose for energy. As soon as insulin comes in there, it's to bring that down so the sugar in the of the content of the blood doesn't get too high. And as soon as the insulin shows up, the processing hormones that break down fat, that put fat into the bloodstream so that the other cells of the body can use fat for energy, is immediately shut down. It's like this massive curfew takes place, which is why you don't get up 2 or 3 times a night to go raid the refrigerator when you're asleep, because your body immediately will convert from sugar to fat for its energy source because the sugar levels get low. But as soon as you get up and breakfast, if you've got carbohydrates, like you do with your orange juice, like you do with your carrots, then your body's ability to process your own fat immediately stops so they can start processing the sugar.
Huh. Wow, that's fascinating. Aren't you happy you tuned in this morning, me? Yeah. This be helpful to you. Speaking of that, there are new guidelines for diagnosing Alzheimer's that a lot of people are talking about, and I want to get your take on that as we think about how the neck and the spine and the other things that are necessary to be in line for the brain to function well. How all of this stuff is part of what we, in terms of discourse, discussion, discovery, why is this important to everybody who's listening? You'll find out why from Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, too, by the way, jackstockwell.com. It's really a trove, a treasure trove of great information about how to stay healthy. It's 16 past on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on new Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 6-packs. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
19 after the hour, having a lesson in what to...
I'm going to lose my cookies. Yeah,
what's for breakfast?
Thanks a lot, Jack. Thanks for the help.
Just right. Watch nature.
It's Let's get disgusting. To this. We only have about a minute left here. The guidelines for diagnosing Alzheimer's. Give people, I suppose, some hope in that there is a veiled way to find out whether you are having the tendency to come down with this problem earlier on, and maybe then there's some treatment that might be available, or feeding it, or whatever it may be. How do you read this?
How do you read what?
The fact that they're suggesting there are new ways to diagnose Alzheimer's at earlier times, and then there are ways to feed or supplement your way around having the problem. Keeping it getting worse.
One of the things, there's two things, if you don't remember
Hold on a second. Don't go away. Let me keep you for a little bit if I can.
All right.
If you have a few more minutes, because I think this is important. For those of you who need to leave now, don't. 21 after.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I'd made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
All right, 23 after the hour now. The discussion focus are these new guidelines for diagnosing Alzheimer's. Dementia is connected to this. You've heard me talk over the past couple of months about my experiences at this outfit in Denver, Seriscan, and others that are going there to have their brain actually kind of mapped to look at what's going on, to perhaps predict whether or not you might have a problem in the future. So they're ahead of the curve, Jack. Jack Stockwell is here, well-known NUCA practitioner, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. He's got all that stuff. You can check out any number of things at his website, jackstockwell.com. So this apparently, and I understand the cynicism, I would like to know who paid for this study, but if you discount that or you push it aside for a second, the changes that I've read about reflect sort of the new view that Alzheimer's is a progressive disorder. The damage may start a lot younger or sooner than people think, and it takes a while for it to actually settle in. And as your body ages, and people don't take care for whatever the reason. It's like muscles. You don't lift as much, or your muscles aren't as strong, so your skeleton falls apart. If you were to keep lifting weights and keep your muscles strong, your body, your skeleton, isn't going to fall apart. And it seems to me if you keep feeding your body, i.e. your brain, it isn't going to fall apart either. Is that what we read between the lines here?
Well, you want to feed it nutritionally, obviously.
Yeah.
80%, anywhere from 70 to 80% of the brain is fat anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's a different kind of fat, but they're fat cells.
Well, when you say different kind of fat, what is it? We hear people talk about somebody you would refer to Rich as a fathead. There's a certain amount of truth in that, right?
A true fathead.
And one would know. Thank you.
You have one of the fattest heads I've seen.
I listen to have a wonderfully fat head.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. We both have fat heads.
Yes.
Yeah. A true fathead probably has the least to worry when it comes to Alzheimer's, because the white matter of the brain is mostly fat. Mm-hmm. It's the fat that lines the nerves, the myelin, what's called the neurolemma, the myelin sheath, is a phospholipid construction that allows the rapid transmission of nerve signals. And when this low-fat diet nonsense showed up back in the 70s, we started to have a greater proliferation, not just of Alzheimer's, but other forms of early dementia and other kinds of just basic concentration. Being able to follow a cohesive thought pattern began to show up back in the 80s, and there were studies that were done back then. And they weren't oriented towards telling people, listen, you need more essential fatty acids. You can get it from borage oil. You can get it from evening primrose oil. You can get it from flaxseed oil. You can get it from good, clean fish oil, which does exist.
All right, so wait, hold on a second. So let's think about what you've just said. with regard to the brain and how it functions. I heard, and then my mind went right to ADHD and things like that, which,
yes,
if I'm reading what you've said, again, between the lines, the business of Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever it is, all those brain problems, if there isn't enough fat in your brain, then you're going to have ADHD or whatever it is, ADD as well.
Yes.
Does that follow using your logic?
Yes. If you do not have enough protein in your diet, your bones are going to lose the bone mass. The muscles are going to lose the protein structure. You're going to start to waste away. And the brain will do exactly the same thing. And then when you add on to a nutritionally depleted diet, the additives that exist in our food and the colors and the dyes and the mold inhibitors and the flavor enhancers and all the other kinds of things that they've stuck in food to make it taste like food, because the real essential nutritional strength of that food has been removed for shelf life, you've got a double-edged sword here cutting into the body's physiology.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? So fats in the form of fish oils, in the form of flax is a vegetable oil, is it not?
Yes, yes, yeah. But it still has a high content of the omega-3. Your body needs omega-3, 6, and 9, and a bunch of others. But most of those others, the body will make. The essential ones must come in the diet.
Wow. There you go, folks. Here's some real food for thought. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Eating street food isn't just something to experience in Southeast Asia. We're now seeing mobile food vendors all over North America. But how can you know what you're eating is really good for you? Well, now you can rest assured, because street vendors actually have to submit to health inspections, just like restaurants. In Los Angeles, officials approved a letter grading system so customers can see how the vendors scored. New York City's Green Card program has licensed fruit and vegetable vendors, with the strict rule that they can't cut, peel, or process the produce on the cart. So take a lesson from this and stick to only buying produce that you wash yourself. In Canada, the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority recently approved 17 street vendors on the condition that the food meet minimum nutritional standards. Okay, this one might smack of a nanny law, but at least a healthier option is out there. No matter what city you're in, the vendor's permit should be easily visible or available upon request. And although it's not necessarily the law everywhere, anyone handling food should be wearing gloves. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Think of this, a saliva test to make a date. That's coming up in a moment here on the Good Day program. Before that, though, another quick musical reference or number from the Four Seasons. After having seen Jersey Boys last night on Broadway here in New York, I can't get away from their music. This is their second number one song. Crank it up, Richie. Here's our 2020 pop quiz. You ready?
Right.
Name a number one song from the Four Seasons.
Oh.
I will tell you that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me see here. 9. What did I say? 8, right? 9, 10, 11. There are, depending on how you count, at least 12 to 14 number one songs from the Four Seasons. Name one of them, all right? Or two of them, or three of them. I guess this would be better, Richie. The person who comes up with the most titles will be the winner in our little pop quiz, all right? Most number one songs, the titles of the most, you come up with the most in that series of 12 or 14, you'll get a swell prize. 800-510-8255. Maybe what I should be giving away, although people say, you cheapskate, why would you give away Lumitone when I can get it free? People said, at Lumitone, we'll give you some of these to give away. I said, why would I do that? You can call 800-894-3302 and get a free jar of this anti-aging eye cream, which is so good for men and for women. So when you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, you see dark circles under your eyes, bags, puffiness, you look tired all the time. Think about Bill Clinton. He's probably the most used example of this.
You always bring him up for this.
Well, because his eyes always look like he didn't get enough sleep.
Everybody knows him.
Right. And you look at his eyes and you know what we're talking about. So you want to fix that. If you have that correlative in your eyes, the puffiness, the dark circles, the bags, the whatever is a part of it, kind of wrinkly eyes, and you have tried a lot of different things. You're thinking about getting surgery. Hold the phone! Do not do that. As a matter of fact, pick up the phone, call 800-894-3302 and order a free jar of this anti-aging cream. Before you make any appointments to have any procedures or harsh treatments, call 800-894-3302. Small shipping and handling fee, that's it. And that's all she wrote. Free jar of Lumitone. Fix those beautiful eyes of yours so they look like they used to look. You want Lumitone. You need Lumitone. You deserve Lumitone.
Yeah.
800-894-3302. Okay, so there's a story today at Doug Steffen's Good Day website about a dating service that has been set up by biology students testing the subject matter, DNA, to be specific. And in order to find out if you're compatible with someone, this matchmaking service will test your DNA to find your most compatible gene pool person.
Huh.
Using saliva samples to test.
What if you don't like your compatible saliva?
How stupid is that?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm just telling you, this is another way.
How gene pool compatible do you think my Colombian wife and I would be?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think it would be interesting to find out. And if you're not compatible according to this, you find other things that you're compatible. This is a way of getting started. I think there are so many gimmicks. That's what this is.
Yeah.
There are gimmicks. And this is an interesting gimmick. Without realizing, first thing we do when we meet somebody is sniff them like a dog. That's what we do.
It's true.
It's all chemical.
It's the first thing I do when I meet somebody. I sniff them.
Sniff them. Pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
What's
right?
The first question when you meet somebody? What do
What'd you
do?
Have for lunch?
What'd you have for lunch? I think that it's a worthwhile question to ask. Among many other things.
Will they tell me if my hormones are out of balance, too, at the same time? Because that I would pay for.
Well, there's a DNA. I've been told we have a new sponsor coming on the program in another week or two that basically takes your blood work and the analysis that's done of it will tell you what you need to be eating in order to be very healthy and live a long life. It's a wonderful product.
I like
that. I was talking to the guy the other day. And one of the things they can also test is your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
To find out by looking at your DNA... whether
what you're predisposed to.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so in doing that, I mean, it's not unlike what we're talking about. There's so much of this news around the Alzheimer's thing. You know, if, in fact, you have some disposition to something, there are ways that they're finding out now, which the general medical community doesn't embrace because there's no money to be made in fixing people. Well, how much money do you think is spent in this country treating dementia and Alzheimer's? And
right.
No, let's not prevent it. Let's make sure we got lots of it so we can make a lot of money. But in fact, there are people who are not interested in money, at least the kind of money we're talking about from providing people with services. You know, there are nursing homes that are built around these jillion-dollar businesses treating people for Alzheimer's and dementia, that sort of thing, when in fact what apparently is being the perception here or what the research is all about is that there apparently is a way through diet and nutrition that you combat these things. I mean, hello, wouldn't you, if you have any brains, literally and figuratively, wouldn't you rather have that? Wouldn't you rather be working on that than, you know, being in a basket for the rest of your life?
Dr. Jack just told us how to combat most of it.
Right, exactly. And Ken will talk about that, too, when he's around a little bit. We touched a little bit on this yesterday, the work that's being done. But there's a tremendous amount of good news for people when it comes to that sort of thing. So I want you to be optimistic about those sorts of things if you care to be optimistic. All right, so there's a poll today at DougSteffen.com. And because I'm fudging around here trying to figure out, I have this computer, this Apple computer that I'm using.
Is it an Apple or is it
an MacBook?
It's a MacBook.
It's a MacBook.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Okay, so then I just went to DougSteffen.com to do the poll. And wouldn't you know that I can't now find it? What's the, Jennifer, you got the poll there in front of you? It has to do with the dating
thingamabubber.
Let's see. Wouldn't you know that I just
yours
went away
is gone
from
too.
There.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. You ready?
I can find it. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Do you want to beat me?
Well, you do it, and I'll just wrap it up once I find. This is the damnable part of
technology.
Have
you ever used online dating service?
Yeah, have you ever used online dating? Yes, and it worked very well. Uh-huh. Yes, and it didn't work at all. No, but I've been meaning to give it a try, and no, I have no interest.
All right, so Jennifer, fess up. Have you ever used an online dating service?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hello.
And?
How else do you think I can meet people with my schedule? Sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's very, very weird. I've met some really awesome people and some really
So how did
people.
It be using the same service? Have you used a number of different
I've only used Match.com and eHarmony.
Uh-huh.
In the past.
One did you like better?
I prefer Match.com only because, I mean, I see a lot of benefit to eHarmony, but with Match, you can do it on your own pace, where eHarmony, you're kind of on someone else's time.
What does that mean?
That means you have to, there's four different things you have to go through with eHarmony before you actually get
but
to
don't
the...
They have advertised a lot here. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever had that Match.com advertising, but I know we've had eHarmony.
They match people for you, where on Match.com, you go through the profiles and you talk to the people you want to.
Does it match you based on everything, like your physical, emotional, spiritual...
Yes.
All of that stuff.
Probably less. I mean, you set up specifications for what you're looking for physically, and you talk about your own habits and how attractive you think you are and how healthy you think you are and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it's definitely probably basing their decisions more on personality stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and like interests. So you have to answer a bazillion questions on if you like fishing and how much do you like fishing on a scale of 1 to 10.
Mm.
How much do you like movies on a scale of 1 to 10?
Huh. All right. So our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, have you ever fallen asleep on the job? Our focus was all of the hoopla about the...
Wait a second, Doug.
What?
I fessed up my answer. Now you.
Well, I'm getting to the poll. I'm going to go back to the poll. Let me just finish yesterday's
poll.
Okay,
all right. Uh-huh.
Have you ever fallen asleep on the job? Let's see here. 37% of you said no. That's never been an issue. 30% said no. I've come close. 28% said once or twice. Yes, it happens to me often. 5%. That's Richie's answer. That was yesterday's poll. Today's poll, again, have you ever used an online dating service? A, yes, it worked very well. B, yes, and it didn't work at all. C, no, but I've been meaning to give it a try. D, no, I have no interest. Yes is the answer for me.
How'd it work out?
Well, it depends on how you measure how it worked out. Yeah, I mean,
did you get what you were looking for?
that's the thing. At this point, and I say this because since Hillary, I've kind of, here's what the dating service has taught me. I'll be very, very, very upfront. Not to settle for anything other than what you absolutely have. And maybe all of my life experience has brought me. I was having this conversation with somebody last night as well. The idea of settling because you don't want to, A, be alone. You don't want to be seem like you're weird or C, whatever. And that's all about other people. It's not about you. What is about you is you not settling for anything other than whatever your heart's desire is. And if you do not know what your heart's desire is, you will have one failure after another, after another, after another. And so at this point in my life, what I'm interested in, I know what my heart's, and I kind of have always, but I've been, I don't know whether in denial or just denying what it is. I would accept things that come through experience or meeting people and just say, it's easy to be attracted to somebody on various levels, but do you really get down to the heart and soul?
Somebody you want to be with every day.
Right.
Right.
Doug doesn't want to be with anybody every day.
Well, I don't know that that's true. I don't want to be with anybody that I've met so far.
Right.
But I also think that there is, I've met everybody, Richie.
Yeah.
There are lots of people out there, and I haven't met them. So I hold the hope that there is a person
that will change your mind.
Who will change my mind about that. And then, you have the normalcy, if whatever that means. I mean, I think my life is normal for me. Everybody's normal is different. But I do think that if I am specific and I also have in my mind the thoughts that create the things that are reality, and that's what I haven't done well. I have not done that well
in my life. I have just accepted people introduce me to folks, or I meet somebody and you have a, you know, a passion. I don't know if passion is even the right word anymore.
Attraction.
Yeah, right.
So what is your heart's desire, since you said you figured that out?
Well, that would be a great conversation for another time. But
I know, but I need to know.
I know you need to know.
And Dr. Ken wants to know,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Dr. Ken needs to have his time with us. And that'll come up in just a moment. But thanks for asking, Jennifer. 14 and a half before the hour, Dr. Ken, up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
It's all you, babe.
Thank you very much, Rich. I appreciate your input. Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's the person in charge of the Daily Dose of Important Medical Information and all kinds of other things that help us focus on what we can do. And we'll talk about this continuing conversation, the feeding the brain and trying to figure out what's going on. Dr. Ken has some interesting stuff about television and children. And how yet one more thing you haven't thought about that puts their lives at risk. That coming up in a moment. First, though, a word about Ken, I was just saying that I have this Medifast Dutch chocolate. I was laughing yesterday because, I mean, we all know that there are other products out there. And I mentioned, sort of in passing, I was thinking about losing weight, and then Weight Watchers came out of my mouth. And that's a good product, but it's not recommended by doctors. Medifast, the name Medifast gives us the clue, and the reason the doctors recommend this is because it is safe medically. And there's no casting aspersions on other products. It just is that this stuff works because they put a lot of thought into the food that they provide. And I was looking at this chocolate shake, the Medifast chocolate shake that I've been nursing all morning, because you may have heard me talking to Jack Stockwell and Jennifer and Richie about sugar in various things. Even though we know veggies are good for us, there are some veggies that have a lot of sugar in them. So I'm looking at this to see if there's any sugar content at all. 6 grams is all. And that's really what does help you lose weight, right? Getting rid of the sugar in your system.
Well, it's all about calories, Doug. And the nice thing about the Medifast, it's as quickly as we fill it in our pantry in our house, it just goes out. It fills you up. There's a lot of fiber in the Medifast product. So as soon as you eat it, as my daughter will say, her stomach feels full. And you control your portions. You get good nutrition. And 20,000 of my colleagues, physicians across America, are recommending this every day to their patients, as I am.
Medifast.com/Dr. Ken. You'll want to get in on this. There is a really wonderful way for you. Richie's done it, and he looks terrific. He's lost a lot of weight. Pants don't fit him very well. Jennifer's done very well in this. Roberta, I'm looking at the things that are around in her house as I'm staying as her guest, and the things that are here, all the Medifast stuff, pretty interesting to look at some of the labels and see how it works. So what you're looking for is Medifast to lose weight. All right, Ken, the television and risk for children, something different here in this area.
This is out of the medical journal Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. Doug, that too much TV seems to put a children's heart at risk. They follow children and they watch the risk factors for developing heart attacks like high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, and all of these risk factors for having heart disease as an adult increase, and it's all related to how much TV kids watch.
Another reason not to have your children in front of that set, folks. Take what Dr. Ken has said to heart. 51 after on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
From the Ramones, movie, same name, Pet Sematary. Number two movie this week in 1989. This song was a big song during this week in 1989 as well. I don't want to be buried in the Pet Sematary. And the cemetery was spelled Chucker with an S instead of a C. Why was that? What do you remember about this movie, Chuck Curry?
Frank Wynn from the Munsters was in it. I liked him. It's a very disturbing movie. I remember walking out. I didn't really have much of a reaction other than it was sort of numbing. I didn't find it entertaining or really that great, but it was a little bit disturbing.
Well, because of what happens to the animals?
Something that you describe as disturbing.
I know. It must have been awful.
Yeah. After all the horrible movies you
look
like, my God.
Coming from a guy whose two favorite genres are disaster and horror.
Yeah. Good Lord. That is
weird.
It's disturbing because the movie setup is a little boy gets killed in the beginning of it, so that puts you in the mood not to really be entertained. I believe it'll be remade, though.
Oh, of course, everything's being remade.
You know what makes me feel good about this? Now I know that Chucker actually has his limitations.
That's good.
That's good. All right.
So we all want to learn something every day about some of us, and so that's a good way for us to learn. The next item here on the Foot Patrol is checking out a movie that has been, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is actually 22 years old. I'm remembering this. And I'm thinking that we just did this recently. That's why I'm a little hesitant.
Let's hear what it is.
All right, here, play the first cut.
I have just created something totally illogical.
Yeah, didn't we just do that? Play the second cut.
I know a lot about farming.
Oh, you did?
I know a lot more than you think.
No, well, then how could you plow onto your major crop?
What's a crop?
No, we haven't done this in a while.
I have no idea what this is.
And it's it's a great time of year for it.
So all right, okay. So you had two clues. Richie, Chuck, you got it, right?
I do, you know.
All right. 800-510-8255, sort of a backwards way of getting into it. You heard the first two clips. Here's the last one. You know what the movie is. Call us. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, you'll get the first person in with the right answer gets the prize. Here's the last clue.
Hey, is this heaven?
No.
No. It's Iowa.
All right, okay.
Come on, there you go.
That's it. 800-510.
Why do I not know this?
Really?
Really?
I feel
this
stupid.
Is really a part of Americana. Yeah. If there's a movie that's a part of American culture, as Richie said, especially this time of year,
yeah,
this is it. And this guy was in three or four baseball movies.
Okay, so
geez, well, that gives you a little hint. What the heck?
That was what I was.
How is that worse
than
some of the stupid things you say before people come up with answers?
Yeah, he totally gave it away.
And it rhymes with Bossner.
Or Blevin.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. And the cash crop rhymes with mourn.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. 60 seconds. Chucker has movie news.
Could $10,000 make your home renovation dream come true? Whether it's turning a basement into a home bar, restoring an antique or a family heirloom, or creating a backyard oasis, people across America are devoting their time, efforts, and passion to working on personal projects that stand the test of time. And Grant's Whiskey is offering a $10,000 prize to help. Celebrity DIY and home building expert Carl Champley has more.
Home DIY projects shouldn't just be about getting the job done. They should also be about getting the job done so that it endures. With a Grant's Real Stories contest, I'm teaming up with Grant's Whiskey to encourage people to share stories about their home renovation projects at grantswhiskey.com so that we can help them bring their next project to life. The grand prize is $10,000, and participation is absolutely free.
The deadline to enter the Grant's Real Stories contest and a chance to win $10,000 is April 30th. For more information, visit www.grantswhiskey.com.
All right, what's in the movie news department, Chucker?
Okay, Doug, even though they haven't been released yet, Marvel Studio has confirmed sequels to their comic book films Thor and Captain America. Now, Thor opens in 3 weeks, Doug, and it's actually getting very good advanced reviews, much to my surprise. I think the concept is somewhat silly, the God of Thunder on the big screen, but critics seem to really dig it. Captain America, which opens in a month and a half, the trailer looks actually very good on that one. Other news, Ben Affleck has committed to direct and star in a new spy thriller based on the true story titled Argo. He's much respected since directing
the film. He's good. All right, Andrew, what's the name of the movie?
Field of Dreams.
You are right. Number one movie during this week in 1989. You get the prize, sir. Thank you. 59 after on Good Day.